December 2nd, 2014, and here are the stories we're covering this week. A bug in practically all versions of Microsoft Windows lets hackers take control of your system, and the patch Microsoft is providing is breaking systems. Sony is breaking the mold with a smartwatch that lasts for about 60 days on a single charge. Graphene shows promise for bulletproof armor, and PasswordBox has been bought by Intel Security. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Good news!
Operation Christmas Child is one of the great stories. It's unfolding in our lifetime.
We are only seeing just the beginning of this project. And these children will change the world.
And here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. Early last month, there was a lot of press coverage about a massive flaw and emergency patch for Windows, as ESET says it had detected a real-life exploit for a vulnerability that's been part of Windows for nearly two decades. The patch released by Microsoft, which affects nearly all of the company's major platforms, is rated critical, and it is recommended that you install the patch immediately. However, the patch has caused some servers to inexplicably hang and software to become unresponsive. So, patch or don't patch, you've potentially got a serious problem either way. So that's a Windows thing, eh, Robbie?
It's a Windows thing, yeah. First of all, I realized how ginormous lifesavers really are when you stick them in your mouth when you're live on the air.
You're trying not to crunch them.
I'm trying not to crunch it.
Obnoxious.
Because it's huge in my mouth. Sasha, what do we say when the Windows updates come out on Patch Tuesday? Update your computer.
I say, not right now, delay, and then you just keep delaying and you never update anything.
Well, we say it's good practice, right? You get the security patches. It's a good idea. It's a good idea to upgrade your computer, and then this happens.
It's bad to update your computer, evidently.
And it breaks your computer.
Yes.
Bricks it, even.
It breaks your computer. Yeah, it was a good typo that I didn't actually read out.
Right.
Very nice. Okay, next story. Sony has developed a watch made from e-paper as part of an initiative experiment using the materials in fashion products. The Fez watch has a minimalistic monochrome design, but falls short of features offered by smartwatches. I like it. However, unlike other smartwatches, the battery of the e-paper watch could last far longer with an estimated 60 days of use on a single charge. The device has been described as retro and cool by gadget expert Stuart Miles from PocketLint. He says, "One of my predictions for next year is that fashion is going to play a huge part in shaping the tech industry. Having a phone that's big and square is one thing, but if you're actually wearing things, they have to look good. And those watches look good. The watch face and straps have an e-paper display comparable to the technology used in e-book readers such as Amazon's Kindle." It's not a bad-looking watch,
really. I
think
that looks pretty cool.
And I think they look terrible.
You think
really?
They look terrible?
This is, and she's the bee's knees when it comes to.
I think they look like, you know, when you're a kid and those little snap bracelets that you could have?
Yeah.
They didn't actually look cool. They were just fun to do.
Yeah.
Right? I think those look terrible.
60 days, though. Yeah.
This is just my one little opinion.
Okay. I'm looking at the image.
That's
and
all.
And I am kind of seeing, as you look closer, it's kind of weird. But it's the future, Krista.
Future doesn't have to look terrible.
Would you wear one of these? Sasha, would you wear one of these?
I'm just saying.
I don't wear any jewelry at all because anything I wear makes me look like a pirate. But I would buy that for somebody else. Like, it could be in Dave's stocking. Who knows?
Have you been trying on a lot of, like, eye patches or something?
Just whatever you do, don't buy it for Krista. That's all.
Because I don't want it.
She just doesn't want it.
It's just my opinion. That's all. You may like it, and that's, you know, it's kind of a neat idea. I just think that maybe should go in a different look direction.
Maybe a different look.
Make telling time kind of difficult by the looks of things.
Really? Because of how
like
shiny
it's
8
and something.
Or if like you're outdoors and there's sun outside.
No. See, and that's where I need to interrupt because have you seen e-paper?
I have not.
It's really neat. I was in Chapters the other day doing some Christmas shopping, and so you get to see the latest Kobo, and I wonder, you know, in light of Amazon, how does Kobo even sell books? It's crazy. But they're there, and the screen doesn't look like a screen. It's incredible. It's really cool. And it doesn't care if there's bright lights above your head.
It doesn't
reflect like this.
It doesn't care if Krista doesn't like it.
But it looks really...
It has no feelings.
It would look like looking at paper and it's moving and it's telling the time, and that's pretty neat.
Maybe I admit the concept is cool.
Okay. You just don't like the design.
I'm just saying I don't like the design of it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying the idea is terrible. I'm saying that if you're calling this stylish, I don't agree. That's all.
Not stylish, but cool.
Maybe you don't like e-paper, but maybe you'll like graphene. The wonder material graphene could be used to make bulletproof armor.
But can you make watches?
In 2010, Manchester University researchers Andre Gam and Konstantin Novoselov shared the Nobel Prize in Physics for their discovery of graphene. Graphene consists of a sheet of single atoms arranged in a honeycomb structure. It is thin, strong, flexible, and electrically conductive, and it has the potential to transform electronics as well as other technologies. U.S. researchers carried out miniature ballistic tests by firing tiny silica spheres at sheets of graphene. In Science Magazine, they report that atom-thick layers of this material can be stronger than steel when it comes to absorbing impacts. The mini ballistics test showed that graphene's extraordinary strength, elasticity, and stiffness allowed it to absorb between 8 and 10 times the impact that steel can withstand. However, the way in which graphene sheets respond to the microbullet also resulted in a wider impact hole, which could potentially be a disadvantage for bulletproof armor.
Yeah, I'll say that's a pretty big disadvantage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it absorbs it and blasts. Now, I have to do this. As you were talking about this and as this picture is up on the screen, I was looking and I thought, wait a minute. Does anyone else see it? It just goes to show that they thought of everything on Star Trek.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. I thought it was just a crazy moment. My bad.
Everybody's blankly staring at Robbie.
Exactly. Sasha looks like, do you see it?
You see it, right? Encounter at Farpoint?
Sure, someone sees
NCC
it.
1701D?
You need to stop.
Q? DeLancey?
All right, back to me, Robbie.
Just keep digging.
All right.
Intel has bought Montreal-based startup PasswordBox, an identity management service which helps users securely manage their passwords. Congratulations, PasswordBox.
Way to go.
Intel announced the deal Monday, but did not release financial terms. PasswordBox, which launched its product 18 months ago, has backing from OMERS. Its password app has been downloaded 14 million times worldwide. The app gives users a convenient way to log into all of their websites and applications from any device without having to remember or type passwords. Using one tap on mobile devices or one click in a browser, they get secure access to their favorite apps and sites. According to a report from Deloitte, 90% of user-generated passwords are vulnerable to hacking. Many of us are suffering from password fatigue, using the same password for multiple sites and frequently forgetting their passwords. So a password solution could be a powerful addition to Intel's security approach. PasswordBox has spent the last 2 years building a product that people love, trust, and use around the world every day, Daniel Robichaud, CEO and co-founder of PasswordBox, said. We share Intel Security's vision of simple, secure access and identity protection across all platforms and devices. To learn all about PasswordBox from our perspective, check out Category 5 Technology TV's episode 332 and 347, I believe both of which I was on. Here's a happy little side note for you. All 48 Password Box employees will now become part of the Intel Security. Plus, existing Password Box users now get a premium subscription for free. Yay!
Nice.
That is great news.
Well, congratulations to Password Box. I love Password Box. I really do. They don't pay me to say that. I really love it. It's become basically my bookmarks for my browser because it remembers all my logins. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant. So I've got one really, really strong, crazy, ridiculous password that I have to remember, and it's so much easier to remember that one password than a million passwords. So what does it force me to, what does it give me the ability to do? I'm able to create really crazy, strong, independent passwords for every site that I use. So when I go to Amazon, when I go to wherever, they are very, very strong, independent passwords. So I'm very, very safe. If somebody somehow ever compromised my master password on Password Box by torturing me or some other crazy thing, because it's not written down anywhere, so how would they possibly get it? It's encrypted everywhere. So
1234?
Yeah.
Password 1234.
How did you know? But if somebody ever got it, all I'd have to do is change that master password, and then boom, I'm still entirely protected. So it becomes like a bookmark, a hybrid bookmark system that remembers my logins. I love that. It's so easy to use.
Very cool.
All your tech news with a slight Linux bias. Visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, Sasha Dermatis.